At the Gate by Christy Page. I just love the smell of June. You walk outside and feel the warmth of the sun on your shoulders, while the scent of the world growing fills the air. This is the month, at least in New England, when we start to see our gardens bloom. Each morning, I'm excited to go out and see the progress. I don't even mind the weeds that are popping up, at least not yet. Have you ever thought about the dirt on covering your seeds? Well, Amanda MacArthur has. Check out her article to learn which vegetables, flowers, fruits, and herbs prefer to be covered with soil and which need light to germinate. Pat Stone gives us a heartfelt update on how he is faring after the hurricane in FEMA, gardening, and hope. We're so happy to hear that he's doing well. We have so many plants to explore in June. Bill Dugan tells us all about the healthful benefits of raspberries in the Ruby Jewel. Healthful raspberries? Raspberries have always been my favorite fruit. Now that I know how healthy they are, I may just need to eat more. Our Plants We Love stories cover tarragon, mushrooms, and oranges. Aren't you glad we share all of these great gardening tips and stories with you? In our stories from the garden, we continue to pull at your heartstrings and tickle your funny bone. Dawn Winslow Chadwick brought a tear to my eye with her sweet story, Planting Life Lessons. I think we should all take the time to plant a tree with a loved one. Pothos and Postpartum by Peyton Garland resonated deeply with me. I think we've all found ourselves at a point in life where we marvel at the simple things that brought so much healing. I couldn't help but chuckle at My Christmas Cactus is Having an Affair with My Orchid by Kimberly Stedman. I now find myself glancing sideways at my plants to see if any of them are reaching toward each other. Amanda Neum Dawson painted such a vivid picture in the garden's shoots and ladders. I could clearly see the happy chaos of the garden as it defies all design attempts. Join us for a trip around the world in our latest storybook, Soil and Soul. Peter Jackson finds himself a little lost after the passing of his dear wife. He finds solace in the garden and embarks on a journey around the globe, trowel in hand, in search of healing, in search of hope. For in the soil beneath our feet lies not only the promise of growth, but the whispers of our souls. Feast with us on cold fried chicken, deviled eggs, and three bean salad in our garden to table journeys, featuring delicious American picnic recipes. Picnics, you see, are more than just meals. They're a tradition woven into the very fabric of American history. Be sure to try the cinnamon peach pie. It's the perfect dessert to satisfy my sweet tooth. Embrace the warmth of June, breathe in the fresh air, and join us in celebrating all things gardening. We're so excited to be able to share this with you.